Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Preston.
Yo.
Today we're going to be talking about One Piece chapter 1080, titled The Legendary Hero. But first of all, it's crazy how it's almost been 100 chapters since chapter 1000.
I know, I feel like, because I remember Chapter 1000 came out right when you caught up, right?
Yeah, like I caught up and then the next chapter was chapter 1000. So I've been caught up for a good amount now.
Probably like 2 years at least.
Yeah, I think a little more than 2 years maybe. Bro, it might almost be 3 years.
Wow.
But
Been
yes.
flying.
Cover page is mid. But then we go
Another
into
fan request.
yes. I can start with like the first half of the chapter if you want to do the last half, where all
All
the
right.
peak goes down. So the whole chapter takes place on Hachinosu Island, which is Pirate Island, which is Blackbeard's Island. We see Kobe's on the loose. We remember from like the Rockyport incident that Blackbeard kidnapped Kobe. So now we see that he has escaped. We don't we like at first we aren't sure how he escaped. It gets revealed later on that it was Perona that let him out. But basically he's running around. Everyone's like he got a 5-star bounty, which is from the Cross Guild. It's like Buggy's crew. Put a bounty on him and 5 stars. I'm not sure if 5 is the max, but each one is worth 100 million. So he's worth 500 million berries.
That's a lot.
Yes. So yeah, basically just like a bunch of dudes are going after him. And then we transition into, I think they're just like in the base, like Blackbeard's base or whatever. We see Shiryu of the Rain, and it talks about his devil fruits, or like all the members' devil fruits. So he is the invisible man. He ate the clear fruit. That was Absalom's fruit, wasn't it?
Absalom, like you mean from
From Punk, not Punk, from Thriller Bark.
Hey, what? Wait a minute. Yeah.
So he
Or
capped his
remember
fruit.
Blackbeard and his crew? Yeah, they've been like stealing fruits. And isn't the island fruit the one that Pico had?
So yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I don't think it was. I think he had like the rock fruit or something. Let's see, what did he have? I'm gonna look it up real quick. Because I know, like, it looks similar. It looks like almost the same thing, but I think it's different. Oh, yeah, he has a stone fruit.
It looks similar.
Yeah, it basically does, like, the same thing, I think. But that's the corrupt king, Avalo Pizarro. So there's, like, talking. Like, should we cap Kobe? But each of them is like, no, we'd cause too much damage if we went after him. Then we see Vasco Shot, who's has the glug glug fruit. He's a booze man. I'm pretty sure another translation called it like the liquor, like him a liquor man. I guess he can turn into like alcohol. And then
That's
we
weird.
yes. Also, his nose is weird. I don't know if his nose has
Usopp's
haki.
father.
True. Usopp's mother. His nose has
True.
haki.
Yeah.
Bro, and he's a Joestar. He has a little star on his forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, then
Canon.
we see Pizarro. Like we actually like get to see him. Looks like he's made of rocks or like bricks or something. And they're just like
That's why I
art.
was saying it looked like Pico.
Yeah. We also get introduced to San Juan Wolf, who's a giant who ate the big fruit, which is funny, I think, because he was already big and now he ate the big fruit and he became a gigantification man. So then it flashes back to Kobe running away. And then it flashes back again to Kobe like talking to Blackbeard. He's like, "Do you like my idea of making Pirate Island a full-fledged nation? It can be government affiliated so long as I'm king. The Blackbeard Kingdom has a nice ring to it." So I mean, first of all, it seems weird that he would want that. Obviously, in my opinion, he's doing that only to become affiliated with the government so that he can like get into Mary Joie without having to infiltrate it. He can like attack it from the inside, basically. And then Kobe or yeah, Blackbeard's like, I'll use you as a bargaining chip." And Kobe's like, "That won't work because I'm a member of Sword." And then we see Aokiji. He's like, "Nani?" And then, so I was watching a video about this chapter, and it said that Aokiji is basically lying to Blackbeard here. He says, so Aokiji says that, like, members of Sword aren't actual Marines. Like, they already resigned, and they just, like, do what they want, but, like, are still sort of affiliated with the government, which I think isn't true, because I'm pretty sure that, like, they still are a part of the Marines, but they're,
They're
like,
like a secret
yes.
organization, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a secret organization that like the government doesn't really know about. And I'm pretty sure Aokiji was a part of Sword, if I'm not mistaken.
I know X Drake is.
Yeah, true. But yeah, and then Blackbeard kind of just like ignores them. He's like, "Well, I'm still gonna do it anyways." Yeah, then we just go back to Kobe running away. But I just wanted to mention one thing. Since this like part with Blackbeard is a little bit of it's like a flashback, I'm guessing that means Blackbeard isn't on the island anymore. And also like all the commanders or the officers were like talking about Blackbeard. Or not talking about Blackbeard, but they were talking about like capturing Kobe. Like Blackbeard isn't mentioned anywhere in there, so he probably doesn't. He's probably not on the island right now. So it's
Yeah, he said to
possible.
keep him locked up because they don't want him like ruining his fun.
So it's possible the Blackbeard is like the one that's in the ship that's approaching Egghead Island. Because that would make sense. Also, there's no mention of Law. But I think this happened after Law, right?
No, I think before
Like the, I
or
mean,
during.
yeah, it might. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if the Rocky Port incident. I think that, well, the Rocky Port incident was before, because that was during Wano.
Yeah.
I don't know if Law fighting Blackbeard happened, like, before Egghead. Or like, yeah, I think it would have happened like
It
right
was like
after
right
Wano.
before they got the Egghead.
Okay, so
But
that
remember they
means,
split up?
Yeah. So the thing that's happening now with Kobe running away, I guess this is happening after Law, like the other part of the chapter, like with Kobe running away from the island, I think is happening after Law, but I'm not entirely sure. I guess it would
I'm not
have
really
to be,
sure.
'cause Blackbeard would have came to the island and then fought Law, and then he probably just left after fighting Law and is heading towards Egghead. Yeah, do you want to do the next half of the chapter?
Sure, so basically, you know. goes back to Kobe running, and then there's a bunch of commotion. They say there's three Marines attacking the port, that they're really strong, and Kobe doesn't think that they'd send people for him. So, we see a picture of a bunch of Marines pulling up and fighting everybody, and the guns don't work on them, and one dude gets his head cut off. And it's made out of like clay or whatever, so he's not dead. Then another person, this girl, she's like whipping a building and making it move. And people thought they were tripping, but she's also a sword member. She has the whip fruit. She's granddaughter of Suru, like the old lady, the great staff officer. And then Kobe's cornered by everybody that wants to claim his bounty, and thought he was about to get capped, but then some girl who named Hibari-san, she has like a sniper rifle and turned all their bullets into flowers. It doesn't even mention her devil fruit though, so I don't know what the deal is. And then there's a dude named Prince. He's a clay man. He's like a sword member also. They're all sword members. And he's just like sitting up watching the whole thing. And he's like controlling a little clay puppet thing. Kind of looks like Doflamingo Loki. He has like the same big furry. He has like a goofy looking coat. And then the coolest part of the chapter, get a quick flash and shoot, what's that lady's name, bro, with the glasses, like that Zoro ran into before? They ran into on Punk Hazard 2, this chick right here?
Oh, Tashigi.
Tashigi, yeah, Tashigi's there. I don't know what the other dude is, and then obviously Garp. And it
That's
looks like
Hameppo.
they somehow. Who?
Hameppo.
Who that?
But the dude from like the first like third chapter of One Piece. Remember the dude, his dad is like Axe Hand Morgan.
Oh, bro, I ain't seen that dude in a minute. That's weird. But their ship literally does like a coup de burst type thing. They copied Franky, and it's yeah, Garp's on the ship and he starts laughing. And you see like Blackbeard's like commanders or whatever, they're like talking about running away and everything. They're like, gotta get out of here. And then Garp's haki starts to cook. And he said, Garp says that Kobe's the future of the Marines. He's irreplaceable protege. Garp uses a move called Galaxy Fist. He doesn't even touch the city. Just straight haki blows up like an entire part of the city. And then that's the end of the chapter. With a break
Wait,
next
was
week,
that? Oh yeah,
unfortunately.
it does look like that's hockey. I couldn't tell if it
It
was.
is.
Oh
He's
yeah,
talking about like
true.
outer coating haki, but no one's ever seen, like, never seen the use of advanced Congress haki for such a big distance until now. Like, Luffy and others clashing, like, they're not even touching each other, but it's pretty close. Garp just smashed a whole city with being like all the way up in the air.
Bro, I keep seeing memes that are like Garp going to rescue Kobe from Blackbeard and then Ace in Heaven.
Yeah, I saw that. But either way, peak chapter
Yes.
again. Or did you see the meme below the freaking ace picture, like the ace in heaven picture?
Wait, which one is it?
The one that says, reminds me of this meme.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, peak fiction, peak chapter. Kobe's
Thoughts?
more important than
Predictions?
Ace.
Bro,
Well, for
also
one,
Sabo. Sabo's in the mud.
yeah, Sabo's in the mud right now. Kid in the mud. Law probably in the mud. Honestly, don't even care about the egghead stuff right now. Just waiting for the day to come with the incident. Vivi appeared not that long ago. Also, Moria got released by Kobe, but we haven't seen him yet, so he probably ran away.
True.
Honestly, bro, lots of stuff going on. Revolutionary Army, what could they be up to? I don't know. But my thoughts, the next chapter might be something with Law. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Bro, tell me why I just got an ad for some weird stuff on Right Stuff Anime.
You say
Bro,
what?
they want me to buy some hentai DVDs.
Who did? Who said that?
Bro, I got an ad on this website for Right Stuff, like the
Are we
store that
still
has.
recording?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know what hentai is.
Me neither. But yeah, it was a peak chapter. As always. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff happening right now, and no matter what it is, it's gonna be peak. So,
Yes.
got anything else to add?
Nope. I'm just, after next break, I'm ready.
Same. All right, thanks
But
for
yeah.
listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
See you.